This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
So this has obviously been accentuated by COVID, and people are now working from home. They're starting to look around, and A, they're having more time to spend on thinking through their home. B, this may be their office.
Yeah.
As people start to work from home, it's there's less separation between your working life and your personal life. How did you think about the trend of work from home and how that relates to interior design and where Rubus is?
Well, I mean, of course, naturally, with the devastation of COVID, everyone is working from home remotely now. And I think as you look at a lot of, even Barclays said that in the UK, they do not want to, you know, bring their 7,000 workforce back into offices. So you're looking at, okay, unfortunately for real estate, which I don't know.
By the way, it's the same here too with Google as well. So you don't have to come back to offices for a year. And, you know, globally, some of the largest companies are basically saying, In the absence of a vaccine, we're going to at least extend another 12 months, which is going to have a dramatic impact on how people live and work.
But also for the landlords, you know, of those people owning the offices, office space, what's going to happen to those people, to the landlords and the owners of property? And I think, you know, obviously that's a really big discussion. Potentially it will move into more residential or specialist venues, or but also for the restaurants and the bars and the cafes surrounding the work areas, which relied on that in terms of, you know, getting their customers from the offices after work. So that's obviously a huge point of that, which we obviously have to understand. But going back into the working from home remotely, yes, of course, that is definitely what's happening. I think it's definitely, as you said, it's going to happen for a long time now. From an interior design perspective, the most important thing, and obviously I work as well, you know, from home as well, so the most important thing now is to understand a work-life balance, and it comes down to where do you want your office space, where do you want to work from. I think if you were to, for example, put your office space in the dining table or in the living room, it can, for example, cause that problem with the balance between working and obviously, you know, not working. If you were, for example, after work to finish and you're sitting in the same place, it's unbalancing. So I think from an interior design perspective, get a desk if you can, if you have space, always, you know, get that desk. And also there are beautiful desks online, you know, beautiful desks, and just have that corner, that little corner which has a desk, a beautiful, comfortable office chair. Obviously comfort is really important when we work, especially from a computer all the time. And just create a little zen space so that you can, when you go into work, you feel in your home that you actually are in your little office, and you can have your time away from being maybe also around potentially your children or potentially around other people in your home. And so you can differentiate the work life and home life balance.
Yeah, and it's a major consideration for landlords too, especially thinking about tenants coming back. Some offices are now subletting some of their space as storage facilities.
Yeah.
Very concerned about in the future. You've got Amazon also taking up a lot of retail space as storage. Storage is going to be a very big, big theme. But moving back to the office, I've written about this, I've done podcasts on this. Landlords are going to have to rethink the office space itself.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to have an employee commute, right? Which is a frustration and a safety hazard in today's world.
Yeah.
All the way to an office and lose out on the flexibility that they have. And, you know, just sit at a desk, you're going to have to rethink the environment in the office to make it a safe place and as much outdoor areas as possible, communal areas, although they may be unused initially because of safety concerns with crowding. You've got to rethink the actual space and realize that people now are tasting what it's like to work from home.
Yeah.
Studies have come out showing that more and more people are actually not only more productive, but they're enjoying working from home.
Yeah.
McKinsey, a great leader in this too, publishing great research. So that's going to have profound implications on real estate itself.